Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by BestBlackNews.com. Big Rob, we got some star power, brother. Got some star power. Yeah, joined by the mother and daughter team. Toya Poplar, author, writer, motivational speaker, life skill coach, does all that, author of an Amazon best-selling journal, is joined by her daughter, high schooler, movie producer, filmmaker, video, does it all. Amaya Poplar is on the show with us today. How y'all doing today? How y'all young queens doing?
We're good. Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes, yes. So how did all this come together, Toya? I know you've been writing for a while.
Been writing since I was in Muskegon Public Schools.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I wrote a poem that was published on Reckon South's Reckon Women column from the Alabama Media Group here in Alabama. And they had exclusive rights for the first 30 days. And Amaya did a visual adaptation of the poem that I wrote.
Oh, okay. So what we're going to see is all your words, her visuals.
Yes, sir.
And now before we roll to it, Amaya, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long you been doing production work, video production?
So I started when I was 13, working with film and stuff. And but before, I've always loved movies and things like that. But I did start making films and stuff when I was 13. And then I'm still doing it to this day, so.
Oh, wow. So what we about to see, you did all this by yourself. All of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Except for okay. The actors in there, I pretty much edited and filmed and did everything else.
Okay, family. We're going to roll to this and come back and talk about it. Spoken words. Before we roll to it, Toya, tell us a little bit about this poem, Spoken Words, and why did you write it?
All right. This poem titled Our Lives Shatter was inspired by how anger helped me find my voice during this time of civil unrest. I do a lot of racial reconciliation work, and what I found is that there are individuals who can't see what they can't see. They would compliment me for being articulate, or they would say that I know history well, or I have sound doctrine, but they wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise. And so I found that when I can't make my point in conversation, I can always make my point through poetry. And so this poem is a reflection of that.
Okay. And when did you write it?
I wrote this poem shortly after Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, probably mid-July.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, family. About to check this out. It's called Our Lives Shatters. Shattered. Check it out.
God dwells richly inside. Strength I could never hide. Wounds you cannot see. Limitless integrity. I give, give, and give again. I see, I hear, and hate your sin. I grieve, grieve, and grieve some more. I'm tired of being your token whore. You speak words I dare not repeat. Your public gain is private defeat. I cuss often inside my mind. I smile and nod like things are fine. My own tears are all dried up. I have no room within my cup. You utter artificial words. My authentic voice is rarely heard. If you love me, as you say, repent, lament, fast, and pray. Shut your mouth and let me speak. Respect my views and let me teach. You've had the floor for my whole life. It's my turn to hold the mic. The tide has rolled, the winds have shifted, the trumpet has sounded, grace has lifted. Our sweet home is long gone. I'm tired of singing freedom songs. Your Jim Crow laws, your segregation, it's time we sing of reparations. I've picked your cotton and plowed your fields, and you tell me it's time to heal? You no longer have the choice to speak for me. I've found my voice. Have a seat, pour some tea, prepare your heart to hear from me. When I look across these fields, I cannot share your heartfelt zeal. You see amber waves of grain. All I see is people's pain. When you fail to see your privilege, you insult my tribe and burn my village. My people die and our dreams shatter. As you scream, all lives matter. If I did not know my Lord, I could not live on one accord. In this state on which stars fell, your forefather's heaven is my grandfather's hell.
Wow. Wow. I got what they do. I think they do this in the lounge there in the club. Yeah. Yeah. That's juicy right there. I don't even know where to start. It was so much flavor up in there. From the shooting to the scenes to the words. How does it feel to have your daughter put all this together for you, Toya?
It's humbling. It's amazing. I'm truly honored to be her mom. She is a very meticulous director, so I was really impressed to work with her.
Amaya, what was it like for you to help your mom out to do this project from start to the end?
It was an experience. I definitely learned a lot, especially with editing and stuff, but working with her was great. It was easy.
So but for a change, So for a change, you were the boss. Sorry, you were the boss. Mama.
Where did you learn all this editing? To learn how to edit?
I taught myself. Pretty much. Yep. I taught myself in YouTube University.
Brilliant young lady. You're speaking to a guy who does video editing, and I too taught myself. And we didn't have YouTube when we started, but I use it right now to learn, you know, different things. And how old are you?
I'm 17 right now. I'll be 18 in a few days.
Don't rush it. Oh, it's a few days.
Don't rush that.
Rush that. You're all in Alabama, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the tone like? What's the environment like in Alabama?
There's a lot of tone deafness.
Tone deafness. Wow.
Yeah.
There's a Senate race with Doug Jones or something.
Yeah.
and he's facing opposition, strong opposition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this race going to be divided on, like, on racial lines? Blacks, Democrats, whites, Republican? What is it?
Absolutely. The polarization has been so real. We are in Huntsville, and so there's a lot of perceived exceptionalism. Huntsville does have a different climate than the rest of Alabama, but I wouldn't say that it's exceptional. I would just say that with Redstone Arsenal, with the universities that are here, there's a lot more diversity within our city, but we still have the same type of divisiveness that's taking place throughout the nation, and it's just unfortunate.
Wow. In your spoken words there, you mentioned that your forefathers' heaven is my grandfather's hell. Is that what you said? I'm paraphrasing it.
Yes, that's it. I said your forefather's heaven is my grandfather's hell. My grandfather was a sharecropper. He was actually born in Cecil, Alabama. He migrated north to Muskegon, Michigan. And when I talk with my peers here in the state about them having five generations of ancestors and them, I can celebrate their pride that they have in their native soil, but I am keenly aware that the plight of their ancestors was totally different from the plight of mine.
Wow. And Amaya, did you know all this history prior to working on this project with your mom?
She's frozen.
I'm sorry,
could you ask me that again?
Did you know all this history prior to working with your mom on this project? Because she mentioned a lot of stuff there. Did you know all this prior to working on this project?
I knew a little bit about my grandfather's history, but in terms of history in general, yes, I know a lot about my history because, well, number one, my parents. So I just feel like this is something I should know. My very first film was called The Gift of History, and it talked about slavery, and it talked about a lot of these things, colorism, just a lot of different stuff. I feel like as Black people, a lot of times we're not taught history the way it really was.
Right.
And how we should have been taught.
Your mom mentioned reparations. And I think that conversation definitely is going to need to be brought to the front by your generation. They're asking us to heal, but we don't want to talk about reparations. How do you feel about reparations? How do you feel about reparations?
Sorry, y'all.
I think we got
y'all
a little connection.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead, sweetie. Your thoughts on reparations?
Okay, you said feel about reparations?
Yes.
Amaya, can you move closer to the router?
Could you elaborate?
I think our signal's bad. But Toya, give me your thoughts on reparations.
I think that if every other people group that has been wrong throughout U.S. history has been awarded reparations, then how much more do African American people who built the labor force, you see the wealth gap that exists, and just even the cotton industry, just capitalism, period. It's so, to me, it seems like it would be a no-brainer, and yet it just further amplifies the injustice and the inequity that exists in our country. The fact that the conversation about reparations has not been so widespread, it's almost perplexing to me. It's heart-wrenching to me that it's not being taken more seriously.
Wow.
Did you say you could go back five generations in your family?
No, sir. My friends, like, I have peers that will tell me stories about their family history, their lineage going back 5 years in Alabama. And the furthest I can go back with my grandfather being from the same state is to his grandfather, like to my father's grandfather. So imagine that you have someone telling me they can go back five generations. And as far as I can trace my lineage is to my grandfather's. I'm aware that my grandfather had a father, but I don't know anything about long-term genealogy. So right. That's just a contrast between how we navigate through this country so differently.
You
and have, it's
where, Rob?
It's like me. I can go back maybe 10 generations on my mother's side of the family. She was white. My father's side of the family stops in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's real.
So I get it and I understand it. Yeah. You know, wow.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, thank you for, you know, using your art to educate us and empower us and to leave a mark of history of where we at in this time. We've been in this country since, you know, 1619 and allegedly been physically free since 1865 and still fighting, you know, and we need people like you and your daughter to continue to do what y'all do. It all comes together. You got other projects, you don't mind. Talk about your other projects you have.
Okay, so we saw a little product placement in Amaya's video. There was a sign that said Black Pearls 1950. And that is a 1950s reboot on The Housewife. As you all know, we grew up watching TV shows like Leave It to Beaver and...
Not you.
No, well, I watch not you. I watch reruns. And so when
okay, reruns, yeah.
She's not that old. She's not that old.
Yeah, you watch
like us.
When
I see,
like us old people, we watch Leave It to Beaver.
Yes. And so think about it. Father Knows Best, all those, you know, there was no representation. And as a little girl, I would see the depiction of a family with a wife and a husband and kids. And I was planning my own future, but I didn't see anybody who looked like me. And so my Black Pearls project is a period piece in which I cast beautiful Black housewives and their husbands, and we have help, and our spin is that our help is white. And so it's a really it's a book that has tips for wives, and I have a heart for marriage. I created a curriculum and a course called Wifey that promotes connection within marriage. And so I got to collaborate with my other daughter, who's an illustrator, and she illustrated coloring book pages for my workbook for Wifey. So this pandemic, though it has cost a lot of people in terms of their quality of life and even their lives, it's also added value to a lot of people's lives just by that hard stop giving us the margin and bandwidth to be able to cultivate creativity.
Wow. Amaya, how can people look up your projects? Because you've done more than one film. I don't know if we got. I don't know if she heard me or not. I think we got a bad connection there. Maybe Mom, you can elaborate.
Okay, so you can find Maya at Mighty Maya Productions on YouTube. Mighty Maya Productions, and Maya is spelled M-I-Y-A. And then also, she is on Instagram, TikTok. She's not on Facebook, and Snapchat. So you can find Maya by looking up Amaya Poplar or Mighty Maya Productions on all those platforms.
And you got a bunch of websites.
Yes, I have a bunch of websites. MariaPoplar.com should link to a lot of what I have going on. And then here's Maya right here.
Save Our Sons.
Yeah, Save Our Sons, Huntsville.com. That is a group that I co-founded. That okay. We have diversity dinners. We cultivate cuisine, culture, and conversation. We believe that the arts have a way of bypassing the intellect and permeating the heart. So you can find us on Facebook at Save Our Sons Huntsville. We have a private group, and we have, I think, close to 800 members in that group. And we meet downtown Huntsville, and we have about 100 people show up, and they bring potluck dishes. We share poetry and we share perspectives.
That's what's up. Shout out to Huntsville then. All right. All right.
You said you're casting for your next movie, right?
Maya, you casting for your next movie?
You said, am I casting?
Are you casting?
No, actually I am. I need people, so yeah.
Maya just got accepted into film school too, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course, they better. They better.
They better.
They better put her in. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing with us today. And as you get more projects coming out, let us know. We don't have you on radio before. Very, very proud of you.
Thank you for the love, Paul. I appreciate it. Thank you, Big Rob.
We got you. We got you. You know, you're like a sister to my niece, Kim.
Yes.
In Atlanta. You know what I mean? I'm looking at you now like, man, I wanted out of your real little sister. Kim. You kind of look like Kim.
Hey, the eyes I feel like I look a little bit like Angie.
There you go. Right.
I'll take Kim too, though. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Kim and Rob. Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all continue to have.
Well, if y'all ever need a grandfather that look good in one of y'all films, make sure y'all give me a call.
He said, "If you
I
need
got
a grandfather,
all the confidence in the world."
Yes. 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 We
got
you.
All the confidence in the world.
He got all the confidence in the world.
All right. Well, have a blessed day. Okay. Continue.
Thank you. Love you guys so much.
Love you too. Take care.
All right. Y'all take care.